Plymouth County Sheriff's Office is investigating an accident that occurred Thursday afternoon when a vehicle had entered a small creek bed. At approximately 12:45 p.m., the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office was notified of a single vehicle accident on Highway 75 near Titan Road. Plymouth County deputies, Hinton Fire Department, and Hinton Ambulance all responded to that scene. A driver was identified as Paula Keenan, 61 years of age, of Hinton. It was determined that Keenan was traveling northbound on Highway 75 when she lost control of her vehicle, entering the center median, striking rocks, and then entering a small body of water. Keenan was transported to Unity Point Hospital in Sioux City for minor injuries. Plymouth County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Hinton Fire Department, Hinton Ambulance, and Stockton Towing. A Northwest Iowa business that makes paint under the brand names of Diamond Vogel, Old Master, and Vogel Industrial Coatings will start the next phase of a $24 million expansion this summer. In 2018, state officials awarded Diamond Vogel tax incentives worth $2.4 million for the expansion of its Orange City campus. The latest phase of the project involves the construction of an innovation center for the company's research and development laboratories and new office space. Diamond Vogel's powder coating facility in Orange City has been expanded to accommodate a larger workforce. The company's maintenance facility was upgraded last year as well. Diamond Vogel is a family-owned business that was founded in 1926. The 80th Annual Tulip Festival at Orange City is entering its last day. According to Mike Hoffman, the executive director of the Orange City Chamber of Commerce, the tulips are in full bloom.
Yeah, we've had some really actually nice weather. The rain, I think, actually helped them over the weekend. So the sun is out today, and the beds all the downtown and even out on the highway here are looking absolutely beautiful.
Traditional street dancing with the performers dressed in Dutch heritage costumes is scheduled to start at 1 p.m., with the parade to begin at 2 p.m. Hoffman says that the people of Orange City have made some improvements to the floats, as well as created new floats to be exhibited during today's parade.
What we've done in the last 2 years is actually gone through and made some needed changes and sprucing up of some of our older floats, and we actually were working on a float for the 80th celebration last year. And so there'll be a new float this year that I think people are really going to enjoy. It's going to be a showstopper. They've done a lot of hard work on it in the last 2 years, and it really turned out fantastic. So be watching on that first Thursday parade for that new float.
This morning is the fly-in breakfast at the Sioux County Regional Airport and a bicycle ride. Also, of course, other features and attractions include the Dutch Dozen, the carnival, and also lots of good-tasting food from many vendors. Floyd Valley Healthcare is now offering patients the Pfizer vaccine for the COVID-19 virus. Previously, Floyd Valley Healthcare had only offered the Moderna vaccine, but now patients can choose to have either vaccine. Tara Geddes, the Plymouth County Community Health Director, says that Pfizer vaccine has recently been approved by the CDC to be used for children from 12 years of age and above.
So we have, through public health at Floyd Valley, we do have the Pfizer vaccine available for individuals 12 and above. Then our clinic setting has the Moderna vaccine as well as some Johnson & Johnson vaccine that's available, mm-hmm. and that is currently licensed for individuals 18 and older.
Geddes says if you have received the first round of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine, you need to stick with your initial vaccine for the second round of vaccinations.
So whatever your first dose was, whether it be Pfizer or Moderna, your second dose should be the same vaccine.
She says that Plymouth County has seen a reduction of vaccine demand, but there still remains plenty of COVID vaccine available.
Our vaccine demand has decreased as expected as we kind of got through that high-risk population, and this was prior to opening up for the 12 and above. So we did deny acceptance of the vaccine for the last 2 weeks. However, we did get a new shipment this week, and we will continue to use that. But we still have plenty of vaccine available, so even though we've turned down additional shipments of vaccine, we have some available to anyone who wants a dose.
The County Health Services Director says COVID case count numbers in Plymouth County have been on the decline for the last few weeks.
Our case count numbers have decreased pretty significantly, and our positivity rate is below 3%. So we're very happy with that. Those are all positive things to show that the vaccinations that people are getting are helping our community get back to some pre-COVID normalcy. And so we're excited to see that, and to see that some of these guidelines are being relaxed, because it does support what we're seeing locally.
Many people may be confused as to whether or not they need to continue to wear a face covering or mask if they have completed their vaccination process. Yannis offers some advice according to the latest CDC recommendations.
CDC recommendations were updated this week to include, if you're fully vaccinated, CDC no longer recommends that you wear a mask. If you want to, for your own comfort level, you're welcome to do that. But otherwise, you do not need to wear one unless you are in mass transportation, which would include buses, airlines, if you're in a large, very large group gathering, or in a hospital setting.
The County Health Services Director says some people have reported having side effects that include a small fever or headaches or even general soreness, but Geddes says don't let the side effects deter you from getting fully vaccinated. May is recognized as Beef Month, a time when people's attention turns to cooking their meals outside on a grill, oftentimes choosing beef as their preferred entree. Rex Hoppus serves as the executive director of the Iowa Beef Industry Council. He says the cattle industry and beef products derived from those cattle play a significant role in the state's economy.
Beef producers make a tremendous impact in our rural economies all across the state of Iowa. And that's really important. Our communities need our beef producers to be doing the right things at home like they do and growing a tremendous product that has great taste, first of all, and great nutrition. And the impact economically is extremely important. About $6 billion comes from just the economic impact of beef industry. And indirectly and directly, about 32,000 jobs, directly about 19,000 folks are employed through the beef industry. That's a tremendous impact. If you think about all of the folks and all of the allied industries that support beef and beef farmers, it's what a great way to benefit the Iowa economy.
Hoppus says that Iowa beef is not only nutritious but tasty, since much of it, of the state's beef, is corn-fed.
I think what we as an industry can hang our hat on is taste, that and nutrition of the product. I believe also that we have more consistency in our product. And that was something the beef industry, especially 20 and 30 years ago, really struggled with, was consistency at the meat case. And I think we have more consistency and we have a higher quality product. You can find lean beef, but you can find great tasting beef that has maybe some more marbling in it, some more intramuscular fat or fat throughout the muscle fiber itself. And that's what kind of adds the flavor.
The Iowa beef industry official continues to tell of beef's nutritional value.
3 ounces of beef provide 10 essential nutrients, that being protein, zinc, B12, B6. It's actually half of the daily value of protein just from 3 ounces of beef on a 170 calories through that. And that's a tremendous value, and it's great tasting too.
Hoppus says it is because of that great taste and nutritional value that beef exports have risen during the last few years.
We celebrate May Beef Month here in Iowa and around the United States. But I tell you what, it is beef month every month in many countries around the world because they love Iowa beef. Those exports, just in the month of March, exports accounted for 14% of total U.S. beef production, just in the month of March. And that is a tremendous, that's been growing, and that product is adding about $350 per head in the month of March to the value of an animal that's slaughtered or that is harvested here in the United States.
He says other countries help add value to Iowa beef by demanding what we would consider to be low market value beef products.
We are exporting more and more high value products to countries like Japan, in South Korea, in Mexico, and some other countries. But it's really some of those what we would consider low valued pieces of the carcass, maybe a liver, tongue. There are various other parts that we traditionally don't eat here in the United States, but have really great value in many other countries.
Iowa ranks fourth in the nation in cattle and beef production.